Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Carp from Asia were first introduced to fish farms in the southern U.S. during the 60s to help control algae, but the carp quickly became invasive and overran the Illinois River decades ago, so much so there's more carp in the Illinois River today than any other place on Earth. Illinois and federal officials have been fighting to keep the fish contained ever since, but they worry if the fish reach the Great Lakes, it could upend its delicate ecosystem. Now, Illinois last week might have turned a corner in this fight against the aquatic menace, and WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco brings us this story from the Illinois River.
Bluegill 90s.
Hands caked in fish slime, Joe Greendike sorts through a catch of native fish that are competing with the invasive carp for food.
Green sunfish 90s, largemouth bass 110s.
It's all part of a state-run monitoring program to take stock of the exploding numbers of invasive carp and then targeting those areas with the most carp for removal.
Silver carp, 630s. You want to come feel this and tell me what sex it is?
One big giveaway is whether the fins on the side of the carp are rough or smooth. Rough for male, smooth for female.
Okay, so back here, this is, we're talking a blood boy.
Yeah, you got that right.
Since the beginning of the summer, Greendike and his team have been gathering data about sex, size, and overall numbers of fish in the river with a focus on the carp's numbers. But Greendike, a seasonal fisheries technician with the Illinois Natural History Survey, said the invasive carp, the silver carp in particular, don't make it easy.
Because they're pretty slimy and pretty strong, so if you don't grip them right, they're pretty hard to control.
Local, state, and federal officials have spent years trying to keep the carp, which can out-eat and outgrow native fish, from breaching the Great Lakes. The big fear is that the carp could wreak havoc on the world's largest freshwater ecosystem and the multi-billion dollar boating and fishing industries that rely on it. But now, a project the state's been wanting to build to keep the carp contained just got one step closer.
Last week, the state of Illinois announced that they had taken title to a parcel of land near the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois, where there's a project underway to stop invasive carp from getting into the Great Lakes.
That's Joel Brammeyer. He's with the nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes, and he's talking about the Brandon Road Interbasin Project. It's a $1.15 billion barricade slated to be built in the Des Plaines River, which connects the Illinois River to the Chicago Shipping Canal. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are overseeing it. The underwater barrier will deploy technologies like a continuous wall of bubbles that will disorient the fish and acoustic blasts to keep the carp from passing through. To get it done, the state acquired 2.75 acres of land near the Des Plaines River from a former coal plant operator called Midwest Generation.
They needed this land from Midwest Generation to allow the Army Corps to proceed with its construction of the project. So it's another step towards getting those barriers built and keeping carp out of the Great Lakes.
But there's an issue. It's possible the land might be contaminated, and the state has to clean it up before turning it over to the Army Corps for construction, a cost that we put on Illinois taxpayers. And this is a process that will take time. In the meantime, the state is relying on what's been working. Michael Spear with the Illinois Natural History Survey said the state's harvesting and monitoring efforts are making a dent in the carp populations. Even so, he doesn't want to take any chances.
They're already here in the Illinois River, and they're already doing a lot of damage to these ecosystems and the river communities this river flows through. So it's important to push back the invasion front to prevent their further march towards Lake Michigan, but also to reduce the standing populations in these downstream portions of the river.
Scientists like Spear can use the data to target carp hotspots along the river for harvesting efforts and slow the movement of the underwater menace. The state hopes to award new construction contracts for the barricade by the end of the year. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.